A long, long time ago, there was a song released by Don McLean that we all know and love, American Pie. I don't remember the first time I heard this song, but I do remember being 6 years old and singing it at the top of my lungs. I would sit in the back of my dad's car and I would belt out this song. I just loved it so much, and I still do. I don't know what I loved so much about it. Maybe it was the tune, maybe it was the lyrics, but what I didn't know at the time was that I was taking a lyrical tour of the 1960s. In this podcast, I will be breaking down the meaning of American Pie.
A long, long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside the day the music died.
On February 3rd, 1959, a plane crash took the lives of Buddy Holly, the Big Bopper, and Ritchie Valens. McLean's sentimental disillusionment aside, it was an objectively bad day for rock pop music. Now that these three were gone, who was left? Elvis had been drafted, Chuck Berry was in hot water with the Mann Act of prostitution, and Little Richard had changed his tune, getting away from rock music. Don McLean, as this young boy, was looking for a rock and roll artist to turn to, and with the death of Buddy Holly, there wasn't anyone he could. McLean conveys the feeling he had as a 14-year-old paper boy and seeing the news on the headlines. It is thanks to McLean that this sad day is known as the day the music died.
So bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I...
In this excerpt, McLean conveys the sadness at the loss of American innocence, a farewell to all American apple pie, with the imagery of the 1950s farewell party. The lyrics have a double meaning. Don McLean grew up in New York, and he would listen to music and party at The Levee in New Rochelle, New York. Sometimes, when the levee would close, i.e. when the levee was dry, McLean and his friends would drive across the river and scout for places to drink and have fun in Rye, New York.
Did you write the book of love, and do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I saw you dancing gym. You both kicked off your shoes. Man, I dig those rhythm and blues. I was a lonely teenage bronc and buck with a pink carnation and a pickup truck. But I knew I was out of luck the day the music died.
McLean continues to evoke the good old days with references to the Book of Love by the Monotones and even a Don Cornell hit, The Bible Tells Me So. There's a mention of sock hops and perhaps a reference to Marty Robbins' song, A White Sport Coat with a Pink Carnation. The bottom line, we were young, we were pure, then the music died, and then so did our innocence.
Now for 10 years we've been on our own, and moss grows fat on a rolling stone, but that's not how it used to be.
This verse begins with McLean's great descent into veiled meanings in much-debated lyrics. Bob Dylan, who sang Like a Rolling Stone, which was a major break from folk music in 1965. In that year, he was involved in a motorcycle accident and subsequently laid low for about a year, which is why moss grows fat, and many said he'd lost his muse.
The jester sang for the king and queen in a coat he borrowed from James Dean, and a voice
king was looking down. The jester stole his thorny crown. The courtroom was adjourned. Now verdict was returned.
The king and queen reference in the first line are Pete Seeger and Joan Baez, folk music's royalty before Dylan, aka the jester, took center stage. And Dylan steals his thorny crown from the king, which is Elvis. When no verdict was returned, McLean brings up the Kennedy assassination about the loss of innocence.
We were singing bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, and singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Swelter, the birds flew off with a fallout shelter, 8 miles high and falling fast. It landed foul on the grass. The players tried for a forward pass with the jester on the sidelines in a cast.
Now the Beatles arrive on the scene. Clearly, Lennon is a play on Lennon, as in John, but the correlation to Marx is under debate. Marx, associated with the Communist Revolution, can be linked to John Lennon via the song Revolution, which mentions Chairman Mao. The dirges, which are funeral songs, possibly reference the tragic deaths of JFK, RFK, and MLK.
Now the halftime air was sweet perfume while the sergeants played a marching tune.
McLean references the Manson murders and continues with the Beatles theme with Helter Skelter, as well as the Byrds and their song 8 Miles High.
Oh, and there we were all in one place, a generation lost in space, with no time left to start again.
And here they are, a generation who grew up lost in space. Now the so-called lost generation, stoned out of their minds, all together at Woodstock. It's too late to start over, and they ask the question, where do we go from here?
So come on, Jack, be nimble, Jack, be quick. Jack Flash sat on a candlestick, 'cause fire is the devil's only friend. Oh, and as I watched him on the stage, my hands were clenched in fists of rage. No angel born in hell could break that Satan's spell. And as the flames climbed high into the night to light the sacrificial rite, I saw Satan laughing with delight. The day the music died.
And this is where it all goes to hell, literally. Mick Jagger, referenced by Jumpin' Jack Flash, is a devil compared to those carefree days of Buddy Holly and Sock Hops. Those innocent days are over. The Stones had released their Satanic Majesty's request in sympathy for the devil. The comparison to Satan is easy.
I met a girl who sang the blues, and I asked her for some happy news, but she just smiled and turned away. I went down to the sacred store where I'd heard the music years before, but the man there said the music wouldn't play.
In this verse, McLean turns to Janis Joplin for hope, but she dies of a heroin overdose on October 4th in 1970. The rhythm and blues are gone, not even sold in record stores. It seems everyone had forgotten about the great music released in the 1950s.
Children screamed, the lovers cried and the poets dreamed, but not a word was spoken. The church bells all were broken, and the three men I admire most, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, they caught the last train for the coast the day the music died.
McLean artfully shifts from the turmoil and pain of the day with children screaming, rioters, and protesters, back to the plane crash. The Father, Son, and Holy Ghost also referenced likely also refer to JFK, RFK, and MLK, but McLean is clearly circling back to the day the music died.
They were singing, bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Them good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die.
These meaningful lyrics written by McLean are ones that millions of people still enjoy today. Weddings, bat mitzvahs, you name it. I bet you American Pie is playing. Who knew such a catchy, enjoyable song could have such an overwhelming meaning? This has been Jesse Cooper for WHJE and the Greyhound Media Network.